I think this is one of the big stories in sport, and I've been watching this closely because the Central Coast Mariners have been the laughing stock of the A-League for the past 5 or 6 years, and I'm sure they would even admit to that. They claim 4 of the 5 last wooden spoons. They were the easy beats of the competition. Suddenly, with a coach in Alan Stajic, who's in his second season in charge, they're top of the table, 6 points clear on top at the halfway point. And to put that in perspective, they've already got more points this season at halfway than they had in the previous 5 seasons by the end. I think that is remarkable, and I can't wait to see what the second half of the season brings for the A-League and the Central Coast. Alan Stajic is the head coach of the Central Coast Mariners. He's on the line tonight. Alan, welcome to SportsZone.
Hi, James. How's it going?
Really good to talk. Bit of a luxury for you. You've got a weekend of matches to sit back and enjoy before you guys go around again on Monday.
Yeah, apart from training. It's always good to watch. I think A-League's been unbelievable so far this year. It's probably been one of the most exciting A-Leagues in history in terms of, you know, matches and drama and theatre and all that kind of stuff. So just look, from a fan perspective, it's great to sit back and watch. And obviously we've got a massive game against Melbourne City on Monday night.
I mentioned your recent struggles off the top. What's the secret to turning things around this season? Was there a strong indication pre-season that this was going to be the year that you turn things around?
Yeah, look, it's a bit of a horror story looking back at history, looking at points and wins and things like that. So we did have a pretty good pre-season, but, you know, I watched so many coaches and teams talk about pre-season and everyone pretty much says the same thing. We had a great pre-season, then the comp starts and things happen. But we actually did have a really good pre-season. We had 4 or 5 matches against other A-League teams and we won a couple and lost a couple. But even the ones that we lost, I thought we were really competitive and even the better team for large portions of the match. So, you know, now reflecting back on some of those matches, it was actually a better guide and a better form guide than what I thought it was going to be.
What's the mood in the team and how do you stop the players getting carried away with the early success to make sure they focus on what is a long season? You're only at the halfway point.
Yeah, look, I think I used an analogy this morning that if it's the Melbourne Cup, we're just turning the first lap and no trophies are ever handed out after the first lap of the Melbourne Cup. We've still got a whole lap to go and long way to go. And I've been part of successful teams over the last 7 or 8 years, even longer, 10, 12 years. And it's really about keeping everyone humble and grounded and knowing what got you to this position and ensuring that you maintain that and even keep growing and evolving and learning from every experience. You know, there's no doubt that we've got a fantastic environment at the moment, a great collection of behaviours from all the players, a brilliant leadership group who are guiding not only themselves but the younger players in our team, and that's so vital within any team, let alone a team that's at the top. And I probably don't agree, if we did drop away, that it's been a failure for us to be able to compete as we have with the fewest resources out of every club in the league by a fair margin. Just shows that money isn't everything. We all want money, we all want resources, we all want facilities, but ultimately, it's what you do out on the park. It's the heart, the spirit, the team unity. They're the things that are really important and provide a good foundation for any successful sporting team.
And a great mix of players in the squad. Some locals, Central Coast products. Matt Hatch, what a story. He scored on debut the other week. Plus the imports. Marco Arena's having a great season as well.
Yeah, we got a great dynamic within the team. We brought in Urania specifically to be a good advisor around the group. World Cup experience, been to 2 World Cups and that famous Costa Rican journey to the quarterfinals in 2014. So to bring in someone of his calibre and experience is again, priceless for our younger players. And we've got such a massive cohort of young players, probably two-thirds of our team are between the ages of 18 and 23. So.
Wow.
Have people like Oli Bozanic and Matt Simon around and now Urania and a couple of other senior players, it really has been a massive boost to their learning and fast-tracking their development on and off the pitch. So, look, we've got a good mix at the moment. As I said, it's a really good vibe and really good feeling. And, look, everyone just wants to keep getting better, and that's really the main thing.
Your own history is well documented. You were sacked unfairly from the Matildas, the Australian women's side. Central Coast, in many ways, gave you a lifeline. What did you take out of that transition and that experience?
Yeah, look, I said at the time I was pretty fortunate that someone gave me another opportunity so quickly. You know, both personally and professionally, I was down on my knees at that moment, but so was the club. So it was probably a marriage made in heaven from that respect, that we were both on our knees and both wanted to prove ourselves. And I know that the club's taken a long time now 2 extra years, even since I've been here, and the well my system have been here, where we've tried to rebuild the foundations. And fortunately, with a lot of hard work and a little bit of luck, as you always need in sport, we've rebuilt the place and rebuilt a strong foundation for the club to grow on, with good youngsters coming through, a greater connection between our youth team and our first team, greater connection across all the layers of our staff, you know, whether it be football staff, admin staff, coaches in the youth team. So we put in a lot of good things in place, which will not only ensure success in the short term, but also in the long term.
Some would wonder if you're seeking a bit of redemption.
Not really. I think, you know, I've always preached resilience to everyone, and players have always got that journey ahead of them. There's never a linear progression for any player. They've always got to overcome injuries and obstacles, and coaches who like them and coaches who don't like them, getting selected, not selected, playing in different positions, all those different kinds of things. So, you know, I've preached it for 20-odd years as a coach. So, you know, I've got to take heed from my own advice sometimes and have to show that resilience and bounce back on my feet and you know, try and prove yourself.
Well, you've had a fantastic start. Congratulations. But as you say, a long way to go. Good luck against Melbourne City on Monday night.
My pleasure, and appreciate your support. Thanks a lot.
The coach of the Central Coast Mariners, Alan Stadjic, joining us tonight.